With a clear vision, a relentless pursuit of our goal, and support from people like you, Birch Community Services currently serves over 700 working poor families per week in Portland, Vancouver, and the surrounding areas. We also supply over 50 local social service organizations per week with food and other items for their clients. And in the year 2009, we passed along almost 7 million pounds of product to needy people. Like other agencies, BCS works to immediately alleviate hunger through the distribution of food. But our focus is to help the working poor, those to whom federal assistance is not an option. And the way we accomplish that goal is what sets us apart. You see, unlike other organizations that feed the hungry, our goal at BCS is for every family to become financially stable and self-sufficient. So we don't just provide an immediate meal. We also provide resourceful tools that people can use to learn and acquire new skills. The tools we provide our families range from educational programs like computer classes, money management workshops, and job opportunity notifications, to cooking and sewing classes, money-saving coupons, and tips and weekly advice for preparing the wide array of foods BCS provides. As they utilize these tools, BCS families are able to develop their natural strengths and job-related skills. But most rewarding is their growth in the areas of responsibility and accountability. Along with good stewardship, resourcefulness, and self-reliance, these core values are what drive us. To this end, BCS is 96% self-supporting. That means that the people on our program provide 96% of the program's cost and labor. In fact, 30,000 volunteer hours were recorded in the 2009 fiscal year. At minimum wage, that's a savings of nearly $252,000. By utilizing our volunteer resources, we're able to lower our operational costs, thereby becoming an example to BCS families of wise stewardship and personal discipline. And in turn, by volunteering, our BCS participants are rewarded with personal satisfaction. They're given a chance to give back, so they feel good about themselves and their key role in helping others, all while gaining the skills to keep their families whole on the way to a better tomorrow. This is what makes BCS the only agency of its kind. We'd like to tell you about another exciting and useful tool we've been developing since the spring of 2009. After witnessing malnutrition and poverty firsthand, a local family was inspired to help hungry households in their community. With the help of Verdura Culinary Gardens and Larry and Caroline Lewis, this anonymous family installed a vegetable garden on their property, specifically for BCS participants. BCS was given the opportunity to learn how to develop and install, format and build a sustainable organic garden, and was generously offered the opportunity to benefit from the garden's harvest. In June of 2009, BCS once more received an opportunity to grow a sustainable organic vegetable garden for our participants, donated by another anonymous donor who wanted to help give back to the community. Riverbend Organic Gardens in West Lynn has expanded the BCS vision and given new and exciting opportunities to our working poor families. It is this beautiful garden that has inspired us to begin our very own teaching garden. Preview. Donated by BCS participants Angela and Casey Baker, our teaching garden is where BCS families can not only learn about growing, harvesting, cooking, and preserving, but also permaculture, a holistic approach to gardening that emphasizes the use of renewable natural resources and the enrichment of local ecosystems. To explain, here's Patty Hicks, BCS Teaching Garden Educator and Coordinator.
preview.
We're excited about our very own teaching garden because, in the words of BCS Director Suzanne Birch, our goal is for BCS participants to have a garden in every yard, or at least a tomato plant on every patio. Our teaching garden is where families can learn how to start their own garden the permaculture way. Why is permaculture so appealing? Well, because it's resourceful, creative, and way less expensive. Because it utilizes everyday household items and the natural resources found in their own backyard. And having their own garden means Birch participants get to enjoy produce from garden to table at little or no cost, saving money on store-bought produce. Our enthusiasm is shared by Melissa Yaud, coordinator for Riverbend Organic Gardens, the inspiration for BCS's teaching garden. To give you an idea of how the space and materials in the yard were utilized, Melissa explains what happened when our volunteers helped build the BCS Teaching Garden. As you can see, not much space or money is needed for a permaculture garden. And here in the Northwest, where gardening is a family-friendly activity, children are welcome and even encouraged in the BCS Teaching Garden. As Patty Hicks knows so well, a passion for gardening begins even at a young age. Our generous garden donors have truly embodied this English proverb. And may we take this moment to say thank you to our many other generous donors who support our vision. And make it possible for us to abundantly serve the working poor in our community. Families like the one mentioned in this referral letter. They're living daily with an overwhelming sense of hopelessness and financial stress. The BCS participant that refers them says, "I remember those feelings quite clearly and pray that they can also experience the relief and hope that was gifted to me by Birch and God." These are real people, real stories. These are the faces that you'll be helping, this family and others like them. Because referral letters like these are received by Birch regularly, and our waiting list is growing. The harvest will come, and with every family we serve, every class we teach, every value we model, our goal at BCS is to cultivate new ground for new seeds, and a new harvest. But for this harvest, we need ground of a different kind. Ground where Birch families will be able to sow and cultivate seeds of intrinsic worth. This ground is made of resources. Resources that you may be able to provide. Your abundance, whatever it may be, will help Birch Community Services provide a rich landscape for the working poor. A place where they're fed and encouraged to grow. Grow to be skillful and successful, resourceful and responsible. And finally, grow as a role model for others. Won't you share from your harvest?
Preview.